Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, is inflation wiping you out? Are you cutting back to make ends meet? Food prices are skyrocketing with no end in sight. Same with insane prices at the pump. It's going to get worse all summer long. But you can fight inflation by getting affordable, delicious emergency food that costs far less than store-bought food. You see, this food is freeze-dried and packaged for long-term storage, so it's a whole lot less expensive than fresh or canned food. We recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. They have an inflation-fighting offer where you can save $250 on their three-month emergency food kit. This is their lowest price in 3 years, so don't pass it up. This is a great way to fight inflation while preparing for food shortages. Your kits ship fast and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. And save $250 on each three-month food kit you need. Do it now. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to keto with X22.com. That is keto with X22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2860, and today's date is August 28th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Plants Need Water, Think Espionage Act, The Message Must Be Direct. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, Trump of the Patriots, when he was in the White House, he set the stage. It was the economic stage. What did he do? He reversed everything the central bank was trying to do. He reversed everything the deep state was trying to do. He reversed everything so people could see very, very clearly that, look, even though we're in this central bank illusionary economy, everything that they've told you in the past where the United States can't be energy independent, we can't lower inflation, we can't have full employment, we can't have high GDP numbers, we can't bring back manufacturing, we can't bring back industry, we can't place tariffs on China or Europe. Everything they told us, going back in time, all the things we can't do, he showed us that we can do them. And by doing this, what did he do? He set up the trap, and now the Biden administration, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they fell right into this trap, and he's got them. You see, he knew exactly what they're going to do. If he reversed everything that they were doing, they were going to reverse everything that he was doing and actually accelerate the plan, because Trump, he put them behind schedule. So they had to fast forward everything. And if you're going to fast forward everything, what does that enable you to do? It enables you to show everyone the absolute truth. And this is exactly what he did. He's showing everyone the absolute truth of what the deep state, what the central bank, what the Biden administration, what the puppet masters actually want to do. And people are seeing this very, very clearly. You actually feel it when it's hitting your wallet, when it's hitting your everyday life. You see, the economy is an amazing thing, because it doesn't matter if you're on the left or on the right, doesn't matter where you are. You feel it when you don't have a job, when inflation is hitting hot, there's high fuel costs, when you can't afford your electric bill. That's when people feel it. And that's exactly what is happening. And as they continue to push and push and push, people feel more of it. That's the whole purpose of this. And Trump, from the very beginning, he told everyone, this is exactly what you're going to see. It's not like it's a surprise. If Biden gets into the White House and he becomes the resident there, you're going to see their plan unfold right in front of your eyes. And every time all the different pieces unfold, Trump is going to continually say, look, I was right. See, told you that. Oh, look, here's another one. Told you, I'm right again. That's exactly what he's doing right now. And you can see it with everything that they're pushing right now. I mean, let's look at the 87,000 IRS agents, because they're telling us, oh, wait, first, we're only going to tax those people that are making $400,000 or more. Well, that turned out to be fake, phony, and false. They're actually taxing people who are making less than $400,000 a year. They told us, oh, the 87,000 IRS agents, you don't have to worry about those people. They're not going to audit you. That's for the very, very wealthy, you know, the 764 of them that are like multi-billionaires. Well, it turns out that the CBO, this is the Congressional Budget Office, they're estimating that about $4 billion in revenue over the next 10 years can be traced in part to new auditing efforts funded by the Inflation Reduction Act, which actually goes to those people that are making less than $400,000 a year. So they're going to be looking for income from these people. And this is what the CBO said. Some taxpayers reporting income of less than $400,000 on their tax return will be found to have more income than they reported. So right there, everything that they were trying to tell us is also turning out to be fake, phony, and false. But we're starting to see that there are businesses and people who are now pushing back, because things are just getting worse and worse around the country. We know out in California and San Francisco, crime is completely out of control. And we see this in Chicago, New York, and many other places. And a group of San Francisco shops in the Castro District, they're threatening to boycott the city's alleged inability to address the spike in crime by refusing to pay their taxes. Didn't we see this with the Revolutionary War, when all of a sudden we had taxes on certain items and the people, the colonists, said, absolutely not? Well, here, the people are continually getting taxed and taxed and taxed, and their lives are getting worse and worse and worse. And now we see people, the businesses out in San Francisco, and I do believe this is going to be spreading across the country, they're saying, you know what? Enough is enough. We're not paying taxes if you're not going to use this money to control crime, because we're getting looted, robbed every single day, and it's very dangerous out there. And as you impose more and more taxes on us, we don't see the benefit of it. And I think people are going to start to really wake up to all of this as they're continually taxed, and as they feel inflation, high fuel costs, people are going to be brought to the precipice. And that's exactly what we're seeing. We're already starting to see it happen out in San Francisco, and we're going to see it in many other places, especially Europe. Now, think about this. We know that winter is coming. Europe is going to be in trouble. They have an energy crisis right now. And of course, the leaders out there are saying, listen, you must sacrifice. Don't take as many showers. Don't heat your home. Go collect firewood. Do everything that you possibly can. But we're not going to do anything. Actually, our homes will be heated fine. We'll be living in comfort. And you'll just have to sacrifice to get through this. Well, I think the people are going to wake up to all of this and say, absolutely not. And this is all part of the Green New Deal, which is completely imploding. I mean, think about it here in the United States. Natural gas prices are starting to really move up. Natural gas is used to create electricity. What happens when the electric costs start to move up? Are people going to be like, wow, I really got to get an electric car right now? I don't think so. Look what's happening out in France. The price of electricity in France has reached 1,075 euros per megawatt per hour. By comparison, between 2010 and 2020, the average price per megawatt per hour was 45 euros. Thomas Massey responded to this on Twitter, and he said the following: it would cost about $100 to completely charge a Tesla Model S Model X if electricity reached this price in America. So if natural gas prices are starting to move up, and yes, we know that the Biden administration, we know that the puppet masters, the private West central bank, they know the midterms are coming up. So they did whatever they possibly could to kind of stall everything to make you think that, hey, things are a lot better. So we brought you up to $5 per gallon, some places even higher. And then we brought you down to $4 in some places, $3.70 in other places. And they're trying to convince you, look how great it is now. We brought the prices down. Look, inflation went from 9% to 8.5%. Isn't that incredible? This is just a lull right now. You know what's going to happen after the midterms, and you know that the natural gas prices, they're going to really start to move up, and electricity costs are going to climb higher and higher and higher. Their entire plan to bring us into this Green New Deal is completely falling apart. Actually, Kenicoy the Great on Telegram put this out, and it's a video showing the streets of California, and there are homeless people, tents, all their stuff out on the street, and they are surrounding the electric charging systems for electric cars, because as we know, California is going to ban the sale of new gas-powered vehicles after 2035. How do you think that's going to play out? It's not going to play out too well. Just like Biden's student cancellation push is not playing out very well. The American people are saying, well, wait a minute. Why do I have to pay for this? Some people are saying, listen, I worked two jobs. I was able to put my child through school. Now I have to pay for someone else's loan. This makes no sense. Ron DeSantis said the following: it's unfair to have a truck driver have to pay back a loan for somebody that got a PhD in gender studies. That's not right. Mike Pompeo on Twitter said the following: how about instead of asking farmers, machinists, and cops to pay off other people's student loans, we ask universities with billion-dollar endowments to pay it off themselves? And he's absolutely right. And think about college today. Most of these made-up degrees, you can't get work in these fields. They don't really exist. They're made-up degrees, and that's what colleges did. Hey, let's make up more and more ridiculous degrees, majors, and have people graduate, take out loans. We can make a fortune off of these fools. And that's exactly what they did. Instead of teaching the American people real skills, people are learning gender studies. They're learning what? Virtue signaling? I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. Instead of teaching the American population true, real skills, we're learning ridiculous things and taking ridiculous majors. But these students that come out of school, they have hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of loans, and they can't find work, especially now with layoffs starting to pick up. It's getting worse and worse as time goes on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the Biden administration is trying to push this loan cancellation thing, and it's starting to backfire on them, just like the vaccine mandates. So if we go back in time to August 23rd, there was a memo written by the Department of Ed General Counsel Lisa Brown, stated that the Education Secretary Miguel Cardona has the legal authority to force taxpayers to pay for the student loan debts of others, thanks to the 2003 HEROES Act, which is a reversal of the January 2021 DOE memo, which stated that they didn't have such authority. The HEROES Act, first enacted in the wake of the September 11th attacks, provides the secretary broad authority to grant relief from student loan requirements during these specific periods: a war, other military operations, or national emergencies, such as the present COVID-19 pandemic. So the question is, are we really in a national emergency right now? Think about this. Is COVID a national emergency? Does he have the authority to wipe out student loan debt. I think this is going to be a class action lawsuit. I think it's going to be brought up to the Supreme Court or maybe a federal judge, and there might be an injunction placed on this, just like everything else. I don't believe this is going to pass the smell test like everything else, but it looks good before the midterms. Remember how they play the game. It's like everything else. You do it and you wait for the courts to say, oh, look, we can't do it. But in the meantime, they're trying to create these optics for a certain period of time, and this is the midterms. And I think this is going to backfire on them big time because it looks like the American people are angry about this. Trump, he put out a statement. He said the following: Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats have just orchestrated another election-enhancing money grab, that this time to the tune of $300 billion. And just like I predicted, it's coming right out of the pocket of the working class Americans who are struggling the most. Crippling inflation, unaffordable energy prices, and war. All things that should never have happened. But if that wasn't enough now, Americans are bailing out college administrators who are fleecing students and those who opted for degrees there was no way they could afford. America is a nation in decline, and the cliff into oblivion is within sight. Stop voting for Democrats. Make America great again. And remember, everything the Biden administration does, they believe that this is great optics for them. But what's been happening every time they push their agenda, it completely backfires on them. Why? Because they are the minority. They're talking in their little tiny echo chamber. The rest of America, they are like, okay, we're seeing inflation. We're seeing high fuel costs. We're finding it very difficult to make ends meet. We're starting to see electricity go up. And we're starting to hear about hiring freezes and layoffs. And you're trying to tell us that we're going to have to fork up more money to bail out these people that took these ridiculous majors, who took out the loans? No, they're responsible for doing this. They're the ones who should be held responsible. And the American people now are getting pissed off and angry about this, and the people are starting to push back. And this is the whole point. Each time the Biden administration does something like this, the puppet master does something like this, and they keep pushing, Trump continually lets everyone know, I told you this was going to happen. See, here it is again. And what's happening to the people? The people are being brought to the precipice. The people are going to be pushing for change. We could see it already because we hear out on the streets, people are yelling at Elizabeth Warren. They're yelling at Biden. People are not happy with this. The people are getting angrier and angrier with this administration, with the puppet master, with the private one central bank. And as things continually get worse, people are going to actually look at them and say, we don't believe anything that you're saying, especially after the midterms. Because what do you think is going to happen? Do you think the fuel prices are going to come back to $2 a gallon? Do you think inflation is going to drop back down to 2%? Do you think no, they're going to continue with their agenda. It's the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. Actually, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're counting on this. Because if they go right back to what they were doing and fuel costs go right back up, what happens? The people see the lies very, very quickly. You don't have to wait 8, 9, 10 years. You see it right now. And remember, their entire plan has been accelerated. Trump, he trapped them in their own economic agenda. And there's no way out for them except to move forward with their agenda. And as they move forward with their agenda, it gets worse and worse for them. Actually, they're destroying their own system. They're destroying their own credibility. They're destroying their entire system that they spent years upon years of building, where they had everything planned to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, and now it's all boomeranging on them, and there's nothing they can do about it. And the people can see this very, very clearly. There's no cover story. There's no chaos. There's no noise. There's absolutely nothing. They are trapped in all of this, which means their entire system's about to implode. And they're the ones that everyone is going to be looking at, and they're going to want accountability in the end, and the people are going to make a decision of which way we go. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008, or go to mydigitalmoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, is inflation wiping you out? Are you cutting back to make ends meet? Food prices are skyrocketing with no end in sight. Same with insane prices at the pump. It's going to get worse all summer long. But you can fight inflation by getting affordable, delicious emergency food that costs far less than store-bought food. You see, this food is freeze-dried and packaged for long-term storage, so it's a whole lot less expensive than fresh or canned food. We recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. They have an inflation-fighting offer where you can save $250 on their three-month emergency food kit. This is their lowest price in 3 years, so don't pass it up. This is a great way to fight inflation while preparing for food shortages. Your kits ship fast and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com and save $250 on each three-month food kit you need. Do it now. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they fell for another trap by Trump. Remember, every step of the way, everything that the deep state is doing right now, they are panicking. They are reacting to everything. Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They have all the leverage. They have everything that they need. They have all the declassified information. But what they need to do is they need to go directly to the people and show the people who these individuals are who committed these treasonous acts. Now, can they just come out and say it? Yes, but what happens when they do this? The fake news, they start their spin jobs. They start to say, oh, no, this can't be true, that can't be true. But what happens if you have actual documentation that has been declassified and you bring that out into the open, which is hard facts and evidence, and it shows exactly what they did? Does this bypass the intelligence operatives? Does this bypass the fake news? Does this bypass everything where people can see the absolute truth and the heart of the matter that these people were treasonous? Now, take this a step further, because this will also include certain information that has to do with Clinton's emails, the dossier, and other things. Now, back that up with Durham coming down the line here. Remember, he has declassified information that he shows to the grand jury. These people know he has the indictments. He's going after Danchenko, he went after Sussman, he got the information that he needed. This is going to back up everything that Trump is saying. Add in on top of this, we have Weiss going after Hunter Biden. Plus, we've come to find out that the person who actually took the Ashley Biden diary was not Project Veritas. That raid was completely for optics for the deep state players to go after Project Veritas. They had nothing to do with it. It was actually Robert Kurtlander and Amy Harris. They've been both charged. Robert has been charged with stealing it. And Amy has been charged similarly for taking the diary from a rental property. So let's put all this in perspective. All these conspiracies that they've been talking about, and I'm talking about the fake news, they're turning out to be absolutely true. The Hunter Biden laptop, the Ashley Biden diary, all true. So the information that is contained within these are also true. Isn't that interesting? And as more and more of this information comes out, it's going to do two things. One, show that Trump was always telling the truth and the conspiracy theorists, they're truth tellers. Number two, the FBI was involved and the puppet masters were involved keeping this information out of the 2020 election. And they were instructing, and I'm talking about the FBI and many others, instructing social media platforms to make sure that this information wasn't out there. So think about what's happening right now and think about what happened with Mar-a-Lago. I do believe Trump, he trapped them into doing this. And when they talk about espionage, it's not for Trump. He actually flipped it on them. And I do believe, and he's been telling us this, that they're the ones who've committed espionage. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the Ashley Biden diary, because Robert Kurlander, he's been charged with stealing and transporting the Ashley Biden diary. He pled guilty. We had Amy Harris has also charged similarly for taking the diary from a rental property where it was left, and she also pled guilty. And right now, we can see that this is all turning out to be true. And then we had this tweet from Adam Goldman. He said the following: "It is the first time criminal charges have been filed in the theft of Ms. Biden's diary, which she kept while she recovered from addiction. I know what I did was wrong and awful, and I apologize," Mr. Kurlander said in court. Jeff Carlson responded to this on Twitter, said the following: "So you're confirming the publicized claims in the diary were 100% accurate?" Yes, these are accurate. It is real. And now they're admitting to it, just like everything else. So Weiss, who is investigating Hunter Biden's laptop, we know that information is true now. And now this information is going to be coming out. And I do believe it's going to be coming out very soon. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we come to find out this individual, an associate of Jeffrey Epstein, who once accused Jeffrey Epstein of being the Ponzi scheme mastermind. And this individual was found dead. Now, Hoffenberg, he was a brief owner of the New York Post. He was convicted of running a corrupt Ponzi scheme and spent 18 years in prison on felony charges. And he named Epstein as the mastermind behind it all. He said, "I thought Jeffrey Epstein was the best hustler on two feet. Talent, charisma, genius, criminal mastermind. He had a thing that could make a lot of money. We called it Ponzi," calling Epstein the architect of the scam. And in 1995, Hoffenberg, he pled guilty to defrauding investors of $420 million. Now he's turned up dead. This is very interesting. He was found dead at his Derby, Connecticut apartment on Thursday. And it looks like he was dead for quite a while because his body was decomposed. And we're still pending an autopsy to see exactly what happened. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is they're starting their attacks on True Social. And we're starting to see a lot of the fake news. They're starting to put different articles out about True Social. Now, the question is, why are they attacking True Social right now? Because they know what's about to happen. Trump is going to be releasing the truth. A lot of people are going to be talking about the truth. And if it was on Twitter, if it was on Facebook, if it was on Instagram, they would have the ability to censor it, saying, "Oh, no, it's Russian misinformation. We don't want people to see it." Or they might ban the people. But on other platforms like True Social, which is growing and growing and growing, it's getting larger and larger every single day, they don't have the ability to control this. The same thing on Telegram, the same thing on Gab, the same thing on many different platforms. But here is some of the headlines that are coming out now, and Storm Has Arrived 17 on Telegram put this out. And this one's from Mashable. It says, "Trump-backed True Social allegedly owes $1.6 million in unpaid hosting fees." Newsweek: "Company behind Trump's True Social lost $6.5 million, stock plunged 72%. Yahoo: "Trump's True Social faces trademark rejection, likely consumers would be." And these are all the different articles. So they're attacking True Social for a reason. Trump responded to this on True Social and said the following: "The fake news media is devastated by how well Truth is doing so. Quite on cue, they're working overtime to criticize and demean it. Actually, many of the big guns in Washington, D.C. are fighting to stop the truth, but they won't be successful. They're going after the outside financial company and virtually anybody that walks and breathes, but that won't do it. They said it's doing worse since the raid, but actually it is doing much better, up more than 550%. We all love Truth." And we all do love the truth. And you could see that the fake news, they are becoming desperate at this point. They're trying to push this narrative that, oh, don't go over the truth. It's going to be bankrupt soon. Oh, don't go over the truth. They're having problems. People are leaving truth. The reason they're doing this is because they're panicking right now, because as the real information starts to come out, what's going to happen? People are going to run to Truth Social because they want to hear more. As they ban people on other platforms like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they're going to run to a platform that is actually telling the truth. And this is what's been happening more and more, and people are starting to see this very, very clearly. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see their entire push to get the weapons away from the people. And yes, they're using many, many different tactics. One of them is to sue the gun manufacturers. The case in Uvalde, Texas, all of a sudden we have this lawyer out of California, which got a lot of the parents together, and they're suing Daniel Defense, and they're trying to hold them responsible for what happened in Uvalde. But really think about this. Do you really think this is a case that they're going to win, or are they going to try to bankrupt the company as the suit goes on? Now, what I think should happen is, if this is a frivolous lawsuit, which it really is, because you can't hold a company responsible when someone else uses their product to do something, just like if someone got into a car, like in Wisconsin during Christmas, and ran down a person, can you sue the car manufacturer for running down the people? Well, it's the same thing with the gun manufacturers. You can't sue the gun manufacturers for someone who's picking up a weapon and using it against others. If someone created a bomb and used all different materials from the supermarket to create this bomb, can you sue all the manufacturers? No. This case is not going to work, but I don't believe that's the purpose of it. The purpose of it is to wear the companies down and try to bankrupt them. That's their main goal here, because everything that they've tried is continually failing. Remember, we have the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment, there is no law above it. They can't create a law to shut it down, and everyone has the right to carry and own a weapon. And every law that they put into place is deemed unconstitutional. And remember how they play the game. They push it out there, optics look great until it goes up to the upper courts, and then all of a sudden it's shot down, and they keep trying and trying and trying, because remember, it's part of their 16-year plan. Their 16-year plan is to remove the weapons from the people. But a federal judge has struck down a Texas law preventing individuals age 18 to 20 years from carrying handguns in public. And this is the first major court ruling on the Second Amendment rights since the Supreme Court recognized a constitutional right to carry firearms in public for self-defense. So really think about it. Out in Texas, there was a law preventing individuals 18 to 20 from carrying handguns. Think about our founding fathers. Think about all the people that fought in the wars. They were 18 to 20. And they're saying they can't own a weapon. Why are they afraid of men and women who are 18 to 20? Well, just think about our armed forces. What age group are brought into the armed forces to go to war? They are individuals that are 18 to 20 years old. That's the fighting force. When you look at the colonists, how old were they? They were around that age. It's the same thing. And this is why they don't want these individuals having these weapons, because they're afraid of these individuals, because they know they are the fighting force. Yes, you have others that have a lot more experience. But again, as you get older, it gets harder to move around. It gets harder to fight. The younger generation, they can move faster. They have better reflexes. They have the ability. And this is what they're afraid of. Now, what's very interesting about everything that we're seeing right now, their entire push with COVID and monkeypox, it is completely falling apart. Monkeypox right now, the cases have dropped 21% globally. We always knew that this was a non-starter from the very, very beginning, because they finally came out and they admitted, oh yes, this has to do with having sex with men, and this really isn't by touch, or it's not in the air. And the whole monkeypox thing was dead on arrival. And people are starting to realize this. And I do believe the deep state players, they're starting to realize that, hey, we can't push this anymore. So they're going back to COVID again, even though COVID really doesn't exist. People aren't really worried about it, but they're trying to push the vaccines again. We have the mayor in D.C. saying, oh, there's no virtual learning. We need everyone vaccinated, but she doesn't make laws. So, yes, you can pretend you're a dictator, but you don't make laws. And we have all these people that are coming down with COVID saying, hey, thank God I had the vaccine. Let's get vaccinated. They keep pushing it over and over and over, but it's dead. They just don't understand it yet because they're talking in their little echo chamber. The American people and the people around the world, they're not listening the way they did back in 2020, and it is completely falling apart. And as the studies continually come out, it's getting worse and worse for them. There was a German study of those people that took the death jab, and the mortality rate shows that it's much, much, much higher with those people that got the death jab. We also have Israel, and Alex Berenson put this out. No country used mRNA COVID shots earlier or more aggressively than Israel. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. 2 years later, deaths from all causes have been higher every month in 2022 in Israel than any year since 2017. They are 15% above the 2017-2020 average. If this is mRNA success, I hate to see the failure. And he's absolutely right. And we're starting to see this in many other things right now. We're starting to see that those people that have taken the death jab, those are the people that are continually getting sick, getting COVID, and getting other ailments, or they're just dropping dead. And of course, this is the unknown death that they're trying to say. But we all know it has to do with the death jab. And as more and more studies come out, people are starting to realize this. And what's very interesting is we're starting to see the big pharma companies start to fight with each other. We have Moderna. They're suing Pfizer for their patent. You know what? Let them fight it out. Let them go bankrupt. Let them collapse under their own illegal activity. Right now, the lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court of Massachusetts, and as well as in Germany, seeks unspecified monetary damages for patent infringement and sets the stage for a massive legal battle between the three vaccine makers. This is going to be very interesting. And as this is playing out, the CDC is backtracking on almost every single piece of guidance because it was never based in science whatsoever. But we do have Walensky out there still trying to push the vaccines on the people. But everything that they have done has shown the people that they are not working with science. They're working as a political arm of the deep state, pushing an agenda. And people are starting to see this very, very clearly. I mean, really think about this. When you fly on a plane today, it wasn't the CDC that said, okay, because of the science, because of the peer review documentation, we've come to find out that masks, they don't need to be worn on planes because we find it's very safe now to be on a plane with a HEPA filter. That's not what they did. What they did was, oh, wait, no, we still want you to wear the mask. A judge in Florida said this is completely unconstitutional. The Biden administration, the CDC, said we're preparing a case and we're going to go up against this and we're going to bring the mask back. That's what they said. They were going to appeal. What happened to that? I'm going to tell you what happened to that. There was no science backing it up. Without the science, they don't have a case. All the peer-reviewed science is against what they were trying to do. That's why they never pursued it, because they don't have a case. If they actually had a case, they would have pursued it, but they don't have one. Just like everything else, 6 feet apart, 15 days, all these ridiculous things. Remember, the entire pandemic was created on a faulty test. Actually, Kary Mullis, the inventor of the PCR test, said, listen, I will debate Fauci. This test does not tell you if you have COVID. So in the beginning stages, we're like, oh my God, I know someone that had COVID. Someone died of COVID. No, you don't. You don't know. Most likely, they died of influenza or something else. Because remember, they were saying those people that died of COVID, some of these people died of motorcycle accidents, heart attacks, and some pneumonia, something else. Where did all the flu numbers go? Really think about it. But their entire case is completely falling apart. And add on top of that, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals upheld an injunction against Biden's COVID vaccine mandate for federal contractors. A three-judge panel voted 2-1 to uphold the injunction. Everything they tried to do is completely falling apart, and we're finding out everything that they pushed on the American people is completely unconstitutional. And this should teach the people a lesson, showing that these people are dictators, they are tyrants, and they pushed unconstitutional laws, which were never laws, on the people and made them do things that violated their rights. They should all be held accountable. They should be all thrown out because they broke the contract with we the people, period, the end. But what are they doing right now? They're trying to turn it all around. You see, their agenda failed. So now they got to turn it all around. And what are they doing? They're going after Trump. Cash Patel put this out on True Social. He said the following: as predicted and right on cue, the fake news mafia with their corrupt partners in Congress have generated the next hoax. After defeating Russiagate, Ukraine impeachment, Bountygate, January 6th and the Mar-a-Lago raid, Vaccine Gate, let the lies begin. Now remember, in the beginning, Trump said he's got this vaccine, it's going to be produced before the election, and Big Pharma with the deep state, they were all in sync. What did they do? They held it back until after the election. And remember, all the fake news, all the politicians, all the corrupt politicians were saying, if Trump is pushing this vaccine, I would never take it. If it's fast-tracked, I would never take it. That's what they were saying. And as soon as the resident came into office, it's amazing how these things play out in the end. As soon as he came into office, what did he start pushing? The vaccine. And all the little minions, all the other corrupt politicians, the governors, mayors, they were all in sync. Hollywood was in sync. Everyone was in sync. Now, think about what happened afterward. This is where it's all going to fall apart on them. Did Trump put out a vaccine mandate? Oh, wait, no. The vaccine came after the elections, didn't it? So he had no vaccine mandate. Did he tell everyone you must take it? No, he did not do that. What did the Biden administration do? What did all the corrupt politicians do? What did the fake news do? They were pushing vaccine mandates. What did the corporations do? They were pushing vaccine mandates. They were forcing everyone to take the vaccines. It wasn't Trump. It was the Biden administration. What did Trump do? He created a program that fast-tracked everything so a vaccine could be produced. He's not a scientist. He's not a doctor. The pharmaceutical companies, it's their responsibility to make sure it's safe and effective. It's their responsibility to do the testing. It's the FDA's responsibility to make sure that everything's on the up and up, that nothing is sidetracked, nothing sped up or overlooked. Everything has to be according to their specifications. So Big Pharma, the CDC, FDA, the Biden administration, corporations, the fake news, they're the ones who continually said that this vaccine was safe and effective from the very, very beginning. They're the ones who mandate or try to mandate it through their dictatorship. And then it was shown that it was completely unconstitutional. So they were pushing a vaccine that never worked. Big Pharma was lying to the people saying, yes, it is safe and effective. And they were trying to hide their documentation. How do you think this is going to play out in the end? Because when Trump created this program, what documentation does he have that shows that these are the procedures they must follow to make sure it's safe and effective. What happens if the FDA didn't follow procedures? What happens if Big Pharma lied? Who's responsible for this? Think about it for a second. And think about the people that tried to mandate this vaccine. This is going to backfire on them like everything else, and it's going to be 10 times worse because the documentation is going to show something completely different. I wonder if Trump declassed some of this documentation. That should be very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that things are starting to heat up. The midterms are approaching. We're having the primaries right now. And once again, the governor of New York is just absolutely amazing. She's out there. She's telling Republicans to jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong. Get out of New York. Now, the last time I looked, I thought we were all Americans. I mean, are we really dividing people now? Yes, you can divide people, criminals, patriots. But if you're trying to divide through party lines, this is America. And I do believe that this is going to completely backfire on them like everything else. I mean, are the Americans going to sit here saying, yeah, let's get rid of these people just because you're Republican or because you're a Democrat? That doesn't make any sense. See, when we talk about Republican, when we talk about Democrats, we're talking about the criminal aspect, the rhinos, the deep state players, the D's that are working with foreign governments. We're not saying every Democrat. We're not saying every Republican. We're just saying those that are involved in the criminal syndicate. And yes, there is a lot of them. And I do believe we have change coming, and it's going to be absolutely incredible. But the other thing that we learned, and this is adding into what happened during the 2020 elections, we come to find out that the FBI interfered in the 2020 election to help Joe Biden, and Mark Zuckerberg just admitted it. He was on Joe Rogan's show, and Joe Rogan was asking him some questions about what happened with the Hunter Biden laptop. Do you censor? How do you handle things when there's big news items that's controversial? And basically, Zuckerberg said the following. We took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI. I think basically came to us some folks on our team and was like, hey, just so you know, like you should be on high alert. We thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol, he says, is different from Twitter's. What Twitter did is they said, you can't share this at all. We didn't do that. What we do is we have, if something reported to us as potentially misinformation, important misinformation, we also use this third-party check fact checker program because we don't want to be deciding what's true and false. And for, I think it was 5 or 7 days when it was basically being determined whether it was false, the distribution on Facebook was decreased, but people were still allowed to share it. So first of all, how would the fact checker know? Well, who are they checking their facts with? The FBI? Well, the FBI made that up. And by the way, the FBI was now getting involved in the 2020 election, and they knew that the Hunter Biden laptop was real. It wasn't Russian disinformation, and they knew this just like Joe Biden, the fake news, and everyone else that was saying it was Russian disinformation. They knew that it was his actual laptop. So they were violating the people's rights, and they were trying to steer the elections by not having people see this. Now, let's think about this for a second. This is another piece to the puzzle of election interference in trying to manipulate the elections. And this was coming from the FBI. And they were violating the people's rights. Think about this for a sec. Then we have Missouri Attorney General Schmidt. He is filing a lawsuit that is forcing Zuckerberg to admit the FBI told Facebook to censor the Biden laptop during the 2020 election. This whole thing is completely falling apart on them. Then Trump put this out on True Social. He said the following. 8 of 10 voters in major polls say that the laptop from hell cover-up played a major role in the 2020 presidential election result. The FBI had the laptop, but refused to divulge information because that would be bad for Biden. Even worse, sold the story to media as Russian disinformation, knowing that was fake news. But don't feel bad. Far worse things took place during the rigged and stolen elections, and our country is paying a very big price. And I wonder what the other things are. I wonder how they stole the elections. I wonder if they work with a foreign country. I do believe all this information is going to be coming out, and just add in what the FBI did with Hunter Biden's laptop. This is a complete and utter game changer, because what Trump has done right now, he has trapped them in all of this. And think about it. It's all leading up to how the elections were stolen. This is just another piece in the puzzle. And we're going to see a lot of these pieces start to come together. And I do believe Trump, he set the stage to release the declassified information. Because remember, if the FBI did this with Hunter Biden laptop, they did other things. And Trump, he needs to start to set the stage to show the people that the FBI organization is completely corrupt. I'm not saying everyone at the lower level is corrupt. Those people at the upper level. Remember how the infiltration works. You don't need everyone. You just need the people at the top calling the shots, and everyone else will fall in line. And that's what you see with corporations. You see it with Disney, the top level. You bring in a couple people that will support what you need to do, and you can actually control what is going on. And this has been happening throughout the country. But I do believe the people now are pushing back, and the people aren't going to take it anymore. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump is trying to do with the FBI. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But first, the judge, let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. He went ahead and he said, okay, we're going to release the search warrant, but it's going to be heavily redacted. And it is very, very heavily redacted. So the DOJ, they released the affidavit submitted in support of the search warrant of Trump's Mar-a-Lago resident. And the judge allowed the government to heavily redact the affidavit before it went public. The judge found the parts of the affidavit must remain sealed because disclosure would reveal the identities of witnesses, law enforcement agencies, and uncharged parties, the investigation strategy, direction, scope, sources, and methods, grand jury information protected by the federal rule of criminal procedures. This aligns with the DOJ representation that information in the affidavit could be used to identify many, if not all, of the witnesses, and the affidavit would provide a roadmap for anyone intent in obstructing the investigation. So really, they're trying to hide everything because they know that this wasn't on the up and up. But the question is, what did Trump have declassified there? Did he have the Crossfire Hurricane records, the Russian collusion records, the records of Obama, Biden, Hillary, the FBI, the intel community? Did he have all of that? Or does Durham have a lot of that for his investigation? Actually, the FBI and the National Archives, they were already at Trump's place. They already knew what was there in that area. Yes, they tried to get other things. I think they were looking for executive privilege documentation and many other things, and they went outside their warrant and they collected this information. Kash Patel stated that he didn't know what was in the boxes taken from Mar-a-Lago by the FBI. None of those documents or any other materials pertaining to the Russian investigation were believed to be in the cache of documents recovered by the FBI during the search of Mar-a-Lago. So right now, they already knew what was there. They inspected the area, and they knew that the Crossfire Hurricane and all that information most likely was not there. And yes, some of the documentation might have had classified markings on it, but that doesn't make a difference. The president already stated that he declassified everything. And if certain government agencies didn't update their paperwork, that is their problem. But what's very interesting is Trump on Truth Social, he put this out and he said, I found the missing page of the affidavit and it's all redacted except for four words. And it says, make America great again. Now, Trump, he also put out another truth on Truth Social. He said the following. Affidavit heavily redacted. Nothing mentioned on nuclear or a total public relations subterfuge by the FBI and DOJ or our close working relationship regarding document turnover. We gave them much. Judge Bruce Reinhart should never be allowed the break in my home. He recused himself 2 months ago from one of my cases based on his animosity and hatred of your favorite president, me. What changed? Why hasn't he recused himself on this case? Obama must be very proud of him right now. It's interesting that he mentioned Obama, and we know that Obama has something on Reinhart to force him into doing this. Now, the question is, the information that Trump had there, what was in it, and was this a trap? But first, before we get to that, it seems that in this documentation, there's a critical factual error that was made by the FBI. The sworn affidavit presented to secure the search warrant for Mar-a-Lago used by the FBI to raid Donald Trump's home had what appears to be a crucial error in it, one that could be easily debunked. And Paul Sperry breaks this down. He says the following, breaking, the FBI affiant who swore to the Mar-a-Lago search warrant appears to have made a critical factual error by stating in the unsealed affidavit, I do not believe that any spaces within the premises have been authorized for the storage of classified information. This finding, which is the linchpin of the criminal case versus Trump, overlooks the fact that, number one, the White House records confirm that a sensitive, compartmented information facility, SCIF, authorizing the briefing and storage of classified material up to the TSSCI level, had in fact been installed at Mar-a-Lago, and records show that the Secret Service had recently awarded a nearly $600,000 contract to upgrade physical security within the premises at Mar-a-Lago for Trump's post-presidency transition. So right there, he already had a secured area. Then Sperry said the following. Developing, the unsealed FBI affidavit contains several oddities. Number one, nowhere does it flat out say classified information was found in Trump's 15 boxes. On page two, it refers only to docs with classification markings, which raises the specter they were no longer classified. Number two, it states the docs appeared to contain national defense information, but agents triage the boxes. They would know if they contain NDI or not. Number three, the affidavit claimed there is probable cause to believe evidence of obstruction will be found at the premises, yet there's no obstruction header or section spelling out why he believes this. Number four, he said he doesn't believe any spaces within Mar-a-Lago are currently authorized for storage of classified info. So they were, but not currently. It's odd that the FBI would include such an easily debunked claim about appropriately secure storage areas on the premises on their affidavit. It should not have been necessary for their case if we are to believe they are trying to indict Trump for taking classified documentation. By including it, they run the risk of tainting the predicate for the search warrant, which could make evidence they collected during the raid inadmissible. Now think about it. Why would they put that in there? If they already knew he had a SCIF, someone knew he already did. They inspected the area. They knew exactly what he had. So who was the person that put that information in there? And the agents that raided, they had no knowledge that he actually had it. Was that put in there so they would raid Mar-a-Lago? That's interesting. But now look what Trump has done. Trump, he wants a special master. So he went to the judge, and a federal judge has sided with Trump and announced for a preliminary intent to appoint a special master to review the documents seized by the FBI from Mar-a-Lago earlier this month. A special master would review documents and materials to determine which are protected by attorney-client privilege and executive privilege, barring the Department of Justice from using them. So wait a minute. He wants a special master to see which documents are attorney-client privilege and executive privilege because they're not supposed to have those documentation. Only certain individuals have clearance to look at this documentation. Keep that in the back of your head. Judge Cannon's decision was based on Trump's submission and the exceptional circumstances presented. pursuant to Rule 53B1 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure and the court's inherent authority, and without the prejudice to the party's objections, the court hereby provides notice of its preliminary intent to appoint a special master in the case. So the Department of Justice, of course, is opposed to the appointment of the special master. They don't want them looking at the documents saying, oh, wait a minute, this is executive privilege. This is attorney-client privilege. You're not supposed to be looking at this. You can't have these documents. Why do you have them? They don't want any of this. Now, think about it. So was this a trap? Did Trump trap them? Now, think about it. In the very beginning, when they were talking about the nuclear codes, which is completely fake, phony, and false, they were talking about espionage. They were trying to get Trump on the Espionage Act. Just remember that for a sec, because I think this is all going to start to come together. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said the following: federal judge in Florida just took over the Presidential Records Act case, including the unprecedented, unnecessary, and unannounced FBI DOJ raid break-in of my home, Mar-a-Lago. This assault was done for political purposes just prior to the midterm elections and 2024, of course. It is a disgrace to our now third world country. Now, remember, the midterms are coming up. Yes, 2024. That's far off in the future here. But let's look at the midterms right now and think about the Hunter Biden laptop. Didn't the FBI use the Hunter Biden laptop to manipulate the elections? And now they're doing the same thing with the midterms? Seems like it. But look at the word break-in. That reminds me of post 3,764. This is December 28, 2019. And there are a couple of lines in here that have the word break-in. The first one is, did Russia break into DNC servers? No, it was not Russia. It was an inside job. Many people believe it's Seth Rich. And then all of a sudden, Seth Rich was 187. Why did FBI accept indirect evidence, RE DNC servers hack break-in by CrowdStrike, Ukraine? Ooh, wasn't the server out in Ukraine? Weren't they keeping certain information there? Then let's skip down to another line. It says, does CrowdStrike possess government capability to trace break-in routes? Now, this is very interesting that Trump is mentioning all this, because who does this have to do with? It has to do with Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the same exact group. Then Trump put this out. When are the great agents and other in the FBI going to say, we aren't going to take it anymore? Much as they did when James Comey read off a list of all of crooked Hillary Clinton's crimes, only to say that no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. The wonderful people of the FBI went absolutely nuts, so Comey had to backtrack and do a fake investigation in order to keep them at bay. The end result? We won in 2016 and did much better in 2020. But now the left has lost their minds. So he mentioned, and he put this in caps, fake investigation. And he's making a call to the FBI agents, the people that want to do the right things. He wants them to rally together and say, we can't take this anymore. Our leadership is corrupt. Think about what's happening right now. Let's go back to post 3314. This is April 18, 2019. The second line, it says, fake investigations by committee members will not delay what is about to be unleashed. And all these fake things that are going on, nothing's going to stop this. All these fake investigations. We've had fake investigations since Trump came into office. Why are they doing all this? Well, Blueprint on Telegram lays it out. And this has to do with the midterms. In 2022, all 435 House seats and 35 of the 100 Senate seats are on the ballot. Additionally, 36 out of 50 states will elect governors. House. Democrats hold 222 seats in the House and four more seats than needed to retain majority. Republicans could grossly underperform historical averages, new POTUS shuffle, and still retake the House. Senate. Democrats hold the Senate majority in a 50-50 chamber via VP Harris, tiebreaker, with 10 key races on deck. Republicans are poised to retake the majority. If the Republicans, the Patriots, take control of the House and Senate, they are finished. They know this. All assets are deployed right now. Now, Bruno Barking, she said something very interesting on Telegram, and she's looking at the word Red October and pointing to a post. This is post 1287. And she put a square on the top part and says, Cohen raid by FBI, then points to how do you introduce evidence into investigation legally? And then down below it says admissible in the court of law. And then we look at a different post that says the hunt for Red October. And then in another post, it says drop the hunt for Red October. Double meanings exist. So what does all this mean? Well, she explains down below. What if Red October is actually Read October? Think read as the past tense verb of the reading. Read with a short vowel E sound is a homophone for red. So that's interesting. So actually like read the documents. So she says, question, what must documents have done to them to be legally inserted as evidence in court of law? They must be read into the judicial record. We know now that the FBI did a raid, i.e. hunt, for red documents at Mar-a-Lago. There were similar raids of Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer, and FBI whistleblower Nate Kane. I think document chain of custody. Then Q said drop the hunt for, which leaves us with red October, R-E-A-D. When will the declassified, also known as red docs, proving rampant demo corruption be read into the record? This October. So let's think of two things that are happening right now. Red October, where we have a red wave and we take back the House and the Senate, and the documents are read into the record. That is interesting. How is this all going to happen? Well, we know that Trump has the information, but what else is Trump doing? I do believe, and so does Karma Patriot, where she believes that Trump just flipped everything on them. And this is what she said. Trump flipped the script on them. I think the FBI whistleblowers are the agents who were told to plant the evidence. So whoever gave them this order committed espionage. The entire corrupt chain of command that handed down these raid orders are now implicated for doing exactly what they tried to frame Trump for doing. Because this means that they, not Trump, committed the act. They are the people who are deliberately transferred the information to someone not authorized to have it or store it in a place it should not be. Fact check. The Espionage Act is a core part of national security law and was designed to allow the government to prosecute people with sensitive information that could put the country's national security at risk. It can apply to people who deliberately transfer the information to someone not authorized to have it or store it in place it should not be. Now, let's think about what Trump had in those boxes. He's asking for executive privilege and attorney-client information. What happens if that information was then transferred to other people that do not have clearance to read the executive privilege documentation of the President of the United States? Would that be espionage? I do believe so. I think Trump actually flipped this on them. Now, take a listen to Trump's truth on Truth Social. The political hacks and thugs had no right under the Presidential Records Act to storm Mar-a-Lago and steal everything in sight, including passports and privileged documents. They even broke into my safe with a safecracker. Can you believe? This act was created for a very good reason, and it works. We are right now living in a lawless country that just so happens to be also a failing nation. It's starting to seem that he set them up. And eventually what's going to happen is people, as the fake news keeps spinning it and spinning it and spinning it, he's going to have to clear things up and actually present certain documents to bypass the fake news. And that reminds me of post 2786. And let me just read it. The President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, agreed that an illegal coup was attempted against him. Stop and understand the gravity of acknowledgement. Do you believe nothing will happen? Do you believe no one will be prosecuted? POTUS making statements for no reason? How do you introduce the truth to those still asleep? D-class coming. The message must be direct. bypass the non-reporting of the truth, facts, by fake spin, the narrative, news. Do the declassified executive privilege and any other information that he has, does this bypass the spin? Does it bypass the fake news? Because it's the actual documentation that shows that these people committed crimes. Will this wake people up that are still asleep? Will this introduce the truth to them? Will this shine a spotlight on these people? Did Trump just trap everyone in everything that they were trying to do to him? I do believe so. I do believe they passed certain documentation to certain individuals that do not have the clearance to read these documents. And if people actually did this, this is treason espionage right there. And he got them. And he can be completely transparent now with the documents to wake the people up. Will these documents be read into the record in October? It's starting to seem that way. Are we going to have a red wave in October? It's starting to seem that way. Now think of the other side. What is the deep state going to do? They're going to sit back and just let this happen? No, as this builds, I do believe the fake news is going to build the narrative that the Trump supporters are pissed off and angry of what happened here. I think that was their other part of the strategy, because they knew that this wasn't going to fly. They knew that he had copies. They knew that he had this information. And now I do believe they're going to try to push chaos. They're going to try to shut down Truth Social. Look at what they're putting out right now, saying Truth Social is failing. That's the first part of the narrative. The second part is they're going to try to shut down communications. Because do they want this information read into the record? Do they want people to see who the treasonous individuals are? No, they don't. So what do they have to do? They have to build a narrative and create chaos. And I do believe they're going to say the Trump supporters are angry. They're angry with the FBI. Why do you think they set up the barricades? They're trying to make themselves feel like the victims. So people say, oh, look, you're the victims. The Trump supporters are going to attack you. But in reality, it's going to be Antifa. It's going to be BLM. It's going to be criminals. Yes, they're going to try to set it up. And yes, they're going to try to shut down communications because they can't allow this information out there. This is all going to fail. Trump with the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know exactly what they're going to do. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. Because once this information starts to get out there, once they start to realize, oh, crap, we passed this documentation up the chain here. They don't have authorization to actually see this documentation. This is going to all fall apart around us. And yes, they're going to become desperate. Yes, they're going to panic. Yes, they're going to try to create noise and chaos. I think Trump has them. I think the Patriots have set this up a long time ago, and they've been springing traps left and right. This is the biggest sting operation we've ever seen. And he's bringing them down the path and making them sweat, making them feel pain every step of the way, and trapping them in their own acts. I do believe all of this is going to boomerang on them, and the truth is going to get out there. It's going to bypass the fake news. And yes, they're going to try to stop it. But in the end, it's not going to work. The Patriots are in complete and utter full control here. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest, invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a U.S.-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, is inflation wiping you out? Are you cutting back to make ends meet? Food prices are skyrocketing with no end in sight. Same with insane prices at the pump. It's going to get worse all summer long. But you can fight inflation by getting affordable, delicious emergency food that costs far less than store-bought food. You see, this food is freeze-dried and packaged for long-term storage, so it's a whole lot less expensive than fresh or canned food. We recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. They have an inflation-fighting offer where you can save $250 on their three-month emergency food kit. This is their lowest price in 3 years, so don't pass it up. This is a great way to fight inflation while preparing for food shortages. Your kits ship fast and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com and save $250 on each three-month food kit you need. Do it now. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to keto with X22.com. That is keto with X22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com.